now move to the comments made by the distinguished delegate of Cambodia, G77 and China. Well, we are already working on supporting the diversification of three member states in Africa, DRC, Zambia, and Namibia, with the support of funding from Japan. So we are going to be starting, we are already undertaking this project. And for us, it's a matter of really getting the resources to be able to get more human resources and also financial resources to be able to come up with more opportunities for UNCTAD to be able to support developing projects on CTMs in more developing countries. We have the know-how, we have the experience, and we are ready to help in a very key sector. With respect to NTMs, as you know, UNCTAD has the largest database on NTMs. These NTMs are fundamental for developing countries to be able to identify how best to access markets. And we always keep updated our NTM database, if I'm not wrong, and Ralph will correct me. We have NTMs for 150 countries, and we cover that trade that covers basically more than 90% of the trade that is done in the world. So this is a very important database. We keep it updated, and we know that this is a good instrument for all member states in order to be able to increase their certainty in market access. On capacity building, as we mentioned, we offered in 2024 160 days for seminars, workshop, and training events. This is really important for us to be able to help member states in terms of not only getting the analysis that we do, but also training on the field. We very well take the comment made by the distinguished delegate of Cambodia in terms of the need to increase our capacity building for not only member states, but also the delegates here in Geneva. And we are ready to work and respond to the demands that are presented to us with respect to that in the ITC. Thank you for trusting us. I would like to move now to the distinguished delegate of Cambia. We basically, and I don't want to be repetitive, but I want to let you know that we are ready to work to support developing countries on critical energy transition minerals, to include other regions, and also to support the implementation of the guidelines for NDCs. Our challenge today is securing funds for all of this. Currently, on the NDC front, our branch on trade and environment is offering capacity building to the Gambia and Madagascar to be able to come up with better guidelines for NDCs towards COP30. And we would be very, very interested in expanding our collaboration and capacity building to ensure that developing countries are in a position to introduce and use trade policy and investment policy instruments to attain their NDCs towards NDCs 3.0. And my last comment I have here has to do with a distinguished delegate of Nepal and LDCs. That's we definitely have the LDC group in our program plan for CTMs, as I already mentioned. We are already working with some of these countries to be able to secure that the critical energy transition minerals supports the diversification of their economies. And we would love to get to be able to get more funding to be able to help more countries in this very important sector, which we know will only continue to grow in terms of its demand. for the time being, Madam President, this would be my contribution. Thank you.